The Montrose League of Women Voters presented the candidate forum with a 30-second time limit for questions and a 1-minute limit for answers. Montrose candidate Jim Elder had a pretty complete laundry list of the topics that were covered during the 1-hour question and answer session.
Some of the issues facing DMEA in the next several years are rising electric rates, the contract with Tri-State, Senate Bill 252, utilizing the current fiber optic lines that we have, low employee morale, and so on.
A management and financial audit of the entire organization, undertaken by the board at a cost of around $80,000, is one controversial issue. Here's incumbent Ed Marston, who's running against Olin Lund in the 3rd District.
The present board took back its responsibilities this year by ordering an assessment of board and staff. When the 3 directors first began pushing an assessment, 20 or more managers started coming to every board meeting. In reaction to this, a majority gradually got behind the assessments. Among other things, we wanted to know if average annual compensation of $193,000 for DMEA's 7 top managers makes sense.
Senate Bill 252, which would double the renewable energy standard for rural electricity cooperatives, is also a hot-button issue, with Republicans and DMEA's supplier, Tri-State, saying it will drastically increase the cost of electricity for rural Colorado. Governor Hickenlooper has yet to sign the bill. Candidate Olin Lund.
There is talk. The numbers I have been told is it will be an added burden of $2,000 per meter on average. I know certainly the farmers are concerned because they think that they're going to get, or they recognize that they're going to get hit very hard.
But incumbent Tony Prendergast from Crawford was against the bill for a different reason.
We were trying to insert language in there that would allow us to bump past our 5% cap currently on local distributed generation, our 5% cap in the contract with Tri-State. We were not able to get that through, but so we chose not to support it without having more of a local benefit. As far as the overall bill goes, 20% by 2020, 2% rate cap, there's going to be a lot of implementation dilemmas with it, I think. It was a hasty bill, but I think we'll survive it. I don't think it's going to be quite as dire as Tri-State has predicted.
The discussion of renewables included DMEA's own South Canal hydroelectric project. Candidate Kay Heinschel, Prendergast's opponent in the South District.
My understanding is the South Canal project cost $18 million. You can build a lot of things for $18 million, and you can run them 365 days out of the year. The only reason that I would want to see us get involved in another hydro project, if, like the one that we have, if it's generating costs on a 6-month period of water availability is lower than the wholesale power rate from Tri-State, I'd say build all of them that you can, because it helps DMEA.
Candidate Erica Lewis Kennedy, a former Montrose mayor.
Again, I think a diverse portfolio is very important. Just as there were a lot of naysayers in 1974 at the Dallas Water Project, and known as the Ridgeway Dam, it was imperative to the growth and sustainability of this valley. We are in a drought season. As we look at weather patterns, they go up, they go down. Let's hope that they stay up, but I think it's very viable for the future, and we need to continue projects of that nature.
There were lots more informed questions from the audience and lots more polite disagreement from the candidates. KVNF will air the entire forum in the coming weeks. DMEA members will find ballots in their mailboxes next week and must return them no later than June 13th. Or members can vote in person at DMEA's annual meeting at the Hotchkiss Senior Center Friday, June 14th. From 8 to 9:30 a.m. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.